hour is here.
Check it out.
And you're locked on to Utah's highest rated, most listened to sports radio station.
It's my station.
It's my station.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
We got something brewing here, and we don't know what happened. You and I were talking to Lloyd and kind of meeting before the show, and Sarah is always kind of the alarm clock, the producer for Jake and Ben and social media savant, and obviously has been one of the best additions to this radio station in a long time. But anyway, she comes out, and she always yells, like, you guys are up. So we leave Lloyd's office. We come in here, and then, so that's our tradition every day. All of a sudden, Jake and Ben come bursting out of the studios. So we don't listen usually to the last segment. I love listening to Jake and Ben. I hope I don't have to take these words back, that they did something that's going to upset you or upset the show and put you in a bad mood or the show in a bad mood today. But they come bursting out of studio. Did you hear that last segment? Well, I try to listen to as much of their show, but usually I miss that last segment because we're getting ready and talking to Lloyd and kind of putting the finishing touches on our show. And so they burst out of studio and say, did you guys hear that last segment? We're like, no, we did not hear the last segment. And they're specifically talking to you.
I've known Jake for 17, 18, maybe 18 years.
Yeah, I knew Jake when he was an intern.
And I don't know if he's ever come in and been like, did you hear it?
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever done that. So I have no idea what he did. And you said, Jake, just don't take my guy off. Because, you know, we got a good 3 hours here together. Yeah. And we've got a full show compiled and everything's put together. Excited to talk with Jim Olsen, by the way.
Yeah, Jim Olsen will join us. President of the Utah Jazz will join us coming up at 2:05.
President of the Utah Jazz. And, of course, he's been on the insides of the inner workings while the NHL's landing here in Salt Lake City. So excited to catch up with him and some of the things that have been going on. I also want to know about some of the management distribution.
Like, yeah.
Is it a complete rehire or is there some cross share? Is there, how are they going to go about putting together an NHL office together by September?
Know. Yep.
And I would also like to know, like, what does an NHL office look like? How many people is that? Because nowadays you've got 20 people that are just doing digital stuff.
Yeah. And Jim was president of the arena and the Jazz when the last renovation happened. And I think, and that was a massive undertaking. What's about to happen if everything gets aligned and the ducks, you know, everything gets approved and the I's get dotted, the T's get crossed, it'll be ramped up. That may have been, at the time, felt like a 10 compared to about what's going on now would be probably a 3.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll talk to Jim about that. So we're all fired up for the show, but apparently we have some house cleaning to take care of.
What's that labeled, Lloyd?
Second chances.
All right.
And Sarah's got a grin like she doesn't know exactly what's about to happen here. Like, I think she's got a little trepidation about what we're about to hear.
Lloyd, is this going to put me in a bad mood?
Sarah, is this going to put him in a bad mood?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well,
have you heard it, Lloyd?
You never know.
Because your stupid movie thing about
The movie thing trailer we put together?
Yeah. That bug, I was ticked off for like 2 weeks.
Oh, man, that was a long time ago.
And Scotty has to deal with my bad attitude.
Well, here's the thing. Like, do I need to get the sandwich app going? Because
you be the judge.
Because
you can order quickly.
Because I know.
I think you'll be all right.
I know if I lose my guy for a second, I got to order a sandwich real quick.
Well, here's the good news. As soon as we get this over with, we're going to jump into draft. I do have a lot of different draft ideas. So
yeah.
I almost don't want to waste time with this, but Jake tells me it's worth the time.
It's a Friday. Let's have some fun. let's hope it's fun. All right, let's get to it. This is the segment we've not heard that they were so anxiously awaiting our response to.
Got a story about a man named Hans. Used to play ball, had big dreams and plans. But he wasn't as good as his Uncle Merlin. Always felt like he was just to throw it in. Now his son Rock, he was just to throw it in. Now his son Rock, he's the real deal. Gonna take the field, show him how it feels. Hans had his time, but now it's Rock's turn. He's gonna make his mark. Let the world love her. Gonna take it to the highest spot.
Whoa.
What?
This is all, you can just type in lyrics and AI this will pump out AI a song generated. For you.
Apparently, if Jake Scott can do it.
Jake Scott did this? The most technologically inadequate person I've
Jake's
ever met.
The one that put this together,
and I love
apparently.
Jake. And don't get me wrong. I love Jake, but when it comes to Jake and technology, it's a nightmare.
He doesn't even know how to check his email.
And he did that?
Let me tell you this. The last thing Rock needs is a theme song.
That's gonna be Rock's. That's gonna be. You gotta send that to Rock because that'll be his ringtone on his phone.
The last thing he needs is an anthem. So
is phenomenal.
He picked up a weekend job because he has to pay for his own car insurance now. And he's officiating flag football.
Oh, nice.
Oh, is it nice, Scotty? Yeah.
By the way, I yelled at I got into a screaming match with a official last night.
Yeah. So is it nice?
No.
It's not nice. But when you've got a 6 foot near seven,
yeah, you don't
310 kid that's officiating flag football, it's different. But all the coaches, like he's like, oh, I hate Rock Olsen. Oh, so you're Rock? He comes home, he's like, Dad, these coaches know me. And I'm like, jeez, dude. Now he's dating this really cute girl. And so sweet and cute. And I'm like, oh, man, he's going crazy. Spring ball has been so good. For the last thing, we can't let this get back to him. Can't let this get back to him.
I think it needs to get back to him.
No, I'm not.
I need to see Rock's response on Twitter.
Play it one more time.
Hans, used to play ball, had big dreams and plans. He wasn't as good as his Uncle Merlin. Always felt like he was just to throw it in. Now his son Rock, he was just to throw it in. Now his son Rock, he's the real deal. Gonna take the field, show him how it feels. Hans had his time, but now it's Rock's turn. He's gonna make his mark. Let the world love her.
I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of catchy.
Rock's gonna take it to the highest spot.
It's a little catchy.
Let me just break.
I mean, can I see you doing it in the car? If you didn't know the lyrics, you just heard this on the radio, wouldn't you be like pulling out that bottom lip a little bit?
I might be, but it says in the song he's gonna take it to the highest point. Let me just—I'm gonna break his heart right now. I'll break everybody's heart. I'm okay not being as good as Merlin because literally was the greatest to ever do it. Like,
yeah,
nobody's going to be better than him ever.
The dude's got a place in canon.
Yeah. It's in fact, he's got a big wide area that is a full breakdown and a monument to him in Canton.
Yeah.
So it's like, nah, he's not going to take it to any new marks. Those marks were set to a level where every Olsen that decides to play football post Merlin, you'll be under the watermark. But it's fine. It's fine. Just know. Don't even try. Because if you try, then you'll stop trying because you're like, well, I'm never gonna get there. I can't get there.
Yeah.
Because the dude was not only that, he was a valedictorian, he was a
Oh yeah, no. Overall, great dude.
He was a swimming champion.
I don't think it was meant literally, but I think it was
anything you could do, he could do better.
Well, he called like 4 Super Bowls.
Pretty amazing.
Hey, but when I'm out there calling bowl games, I feel good about it. Like, I'm like, hey.
Oh boy, yeah, I gotta get that sandwich out. You want
You know what?
You want the Lulu?
You better get the bootlegger.
Bootlegger.
You know what? Okay. He's working you right now. You know that.
I know.
He's working you right now.
No, Scotty, you know I'm good. You know I'm good. I know. I just have known Jake for so long, and I know it always comes from a good place in his heart.
Extra mayo?
don't order me a sandwich, don't. I promise. I'm actually in a really good mood. The way he saved it, anytime you compliment somebody's son, it's like, okay, you know.
Because that's you.
Yeah. Well, and that's what he closed with. It started off, and it was like, oh, ouch. And then it was
What does make me nervous, though, is that getting back to rock. That anthem getting back to rock could be really bad.
I would really like.
I've already stopped locking up with him.
That could be his ringtone.
Hey, guess what? They have a lemon berry cobbler cookie right now. I think that would really smooth things over.
That really might bring me out of this current funk. Yeah.
Although, I don't know, lemon might not be your thing.
No, you know I don't like
lemon. I know, right. All right, let's get to it. Starting lineup, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
The lineup is set, and it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the starting lineup on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
So, no big shocker there. Caleb Williams goes number one overall. He's now a Bear. The big surprise, at least in the first few picks, Michael Penix sneaking into the top 10, and he's now Atlanta Falcon. Bo Nix going to the Broncos at 12. A little bit surprising, although Sean Payton is talking about his future Hall of Fame candidacy. Calm it down, Sean. It's going to be all right. He ain't that great. So, anyway, overall, no, Kingsley does not sneak into the first round. His name will probably be called later this afternoon.
Which I said yesterday. Didn't expect it.
Yeah, you nailed that one.
Said middle of second round is what I'm expecting. Again, Scotty, if they're going off film, he could fall to the back end of the second round, possibly into the beginning of the third round. But if they're just going off of talent, it should be somewhere around pick 40 to 42, like somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Maybe 45, if they're going off talent.
Yeah.
I think he's listed as the second best tackle remaining. And tackles are still a hot commodity.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
They're big hot commodity.
Well, and but here's the other thing that really jumped out at me. You had 3 quarterbacks taken 1, 2, 3. You had 6 quarterbacks taken in the top 12. The first 15 picks overall were all offensive players. It kind of shows you the direction this league's going right now.
Yeah, and I am so I'm so torn in half with the draft. I didn't watch it. I watched NBA and NHL last night and really enjoyed it. I'm torn with the draft because, you know, we put on this big fanfare and we throw all these parties and we overhype these kids and put an insane amount of pressure on them. And I just look at the Bears' last 2 quarterback picks in the first round.
Yeah.
It was Mitch Trubisky, who was the number 2 overall pick in 2017.
Who they, by the way, could have taken Patrick Mahomes, but went
could have
Trubisky.
And Trubisky was there struggling for 4 seasons. And so what do they do in 2021? Just 3 drafts ago, they take Justin Fields.
Yep.
Talk about not being good enough or not being good enough in that system or whatever it is.
Yeah.
He ends up as a 6th round pick. The same as Zach Wilson.
Yep.
It being exchanged.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm talking about.
I'm with you.
Being traded for a 6th round pick. So, like, I look at the NFL, I look at how difficult it is, I look at how it just chews people up, it spits them out, and we set these expectations, and there's a very good chance that in 3 years we're talking about Bo Nix as if he's Jake Locker.
Oh, yeah.
Or Michael Penix as if he's, speaking of another Washington player.
Yeah.
Or Michael Penix as if he's another Jake Locker. Because wasn't Jake Locker taken in the first round?
Oh, yeah. Jake Locker was taken by Tennessee, like, I want to say 15, 16. Like, he wasn't even a low first-round pick. He was a moderate high first-round pick. So, okay. So, odds are, and I've not done the math on this, but I feel pretty comfortable saying this. You got Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. They went 1, 2, 3. Then you've got Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix. One of those guys are going to hit. Maybe two. Oh, wow. Is it that high?
Eighth overall.
Wow.
Yep.
I knew it was high. I knew it was high. I didn't think it was that high.
So and there that, you go, Penix.
And that, yeah. Eighth overall. And that was yeah. And that was one that I think all of us kind of saw at the time. We're like, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, see, I think Nix and Penix are both a potential Jake Locker.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So you got those six quarterbacks that went in the top 12. You are going to be lucky if two of those guys turn out to be good NFL players. And I'm not even talking great NFL players. I'm talking about good, you know, 5-6 year starting quarterbacks.
Yep.
Now, Caleb Williams, I think we all feel like he's got the skill set to be really, really good. However, you know, where's he at from a work ethic, maturity standpoint? Drake May screams bust to me. Jaden Daniels screams bust to me. J.J. McCarthy seems like he's, I don't know, like who's the guy that had the girlfriend that Brent Musburger went on? A.J. McCarron.
Mm-hmm.
He screams A.J. McCarron to me. Mm-hmm. You know, like he'll be around the league. He'll be a dude. He'll just be a guy. Just a guy. Same thing with Bo Nix. Same thing with Michael Penix. Now, I think Caleb Williams certainly has the best chance to be great. And then I think one of those other five are going to be great. But I don't know who they are, but I guarantee you four of those guys are not going to be great.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're 100% right.
Like, I didn't think...
That's the tough thing about the NFL.
The kid from Wyoming that plays for the Bills now. I didn't think he was going to be good. Like, I watched him a ton in college.
Allen?
Yeah, Josh Allen. I called a few of his games. I watched him. He completed 55% of his passes his final year at Wyoming. And I really didn't think he was going to be good at all. And now he's a freaking superstar.
Well, and he could be the next guy.
Exactly.
He really could. Over the next 3 years, 4 years, Patrick Mahomes, he's not going to hand the mantle over, but possibly he could be the next guy. And it's funny you bring up Josh Allen, because I was watching a short clip of Bill's reaction.
Oh, yeah.
When he was announced.
Yeah. They were losing their mind about
Dudes taking off their hats, throwing it on the floor, dropping F-bombs.
They wanted Josh Rosen instead.
Yep. And it's such an insane world. It is such an insane world. And I got to tell you.
Before I let you finish, this is why the Atlanta Falcons, I think Lloyd and Hans, two diehard Raider fans, did you guys a great service yesterday. Did you guys a great service? Because you have a tight end who's going to be a freaking superstar.
He should be.
For 10 to 12 years in the league.
One heck of a two tight end set right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no. Like the Raiders.
John Mayer. Is it John Mayer, the other tight end?
His body is a wonderland?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The old Irish tight end.
John Mayer?
Is it Mayer?
It's like Mayer. Mayer.
Anyway, but like.
Mayer.
But you've got. Now, look, I understand you want to get your quarterback situation figured out, but Michael Penix isn't going to be the guy. But I guarantee if Michael Penix was on the board, all indications were the Raiders were all in on him.
Oh, for sure. They would have taken him.
They would have taken him at 13. But because he went early, you got that out of the way, and now you drafted a dynamic player who's going to be an all-star in the league for 5-6 times. The Falcons did you a tremendous favor. And so...
But didn't do themselves a tremendous favor.
No, absolutely not. The Broncos should have taken Brock Bowers and figured and let Zach Wilson throw to him.
Yeah, and Kirk Cousins would have been like, nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice weapon for me. Instead, now you've got an Aaron Rodgers thing.
Yeah.
But it's different because Aaron Rodgers was firmly planted and he wanted a weapon to go to the next level. And they brought in Jordan Love.
Yeah.
And that started that unraveled things.
Yeah. Yep.
And I could see this if I'm Kirk Cousins, which by the way, how awkward was that coverage?
Oof.
When they were like, "Yeah, so Kirk Cousins' agent just reached out and
he ain't happy."
He didn't know, he was not consulted, and that $180 million contract really seems bulky and uncomfortable with what they've just done with their first round draft pick. And it's like, what did you do?
Yeah.
How does a decision like this get made that completely Kirk Cousins was like the hope that he could be the guy. I mean, you paid him like he's the guy.
Yeah. And now, so you handed out a massive contract like that, and then you draft a guy eighth overall, which was an extreme reach. You could have traded down and got him at like 20.
Oh.
And by the way, yeah, Lloyd's
that
right.
That tight end would have been such a nice drop off for Cousins.
Oh, absolutely.
And now you got this. It's the NFL draft. You know, when you were talking about the potential of these guys kind of phasing out, I don't know how much you see Ryan Leaf on social media. Do you see him? Do you follow him?
Yeah, I follow him. Yeah.
So Ryan Leaf looked at as the biggest bust in NFL history. And I knew Ryan a little bit. He was a recruiting host, and I knew him a little bit even before he was a recruiting host. I was out to Washington State a few times, and an old Weezer receiver was out there and was his best friend. So got to know him pretty well. Big ego. He is a completely changed person. But I've watched that stain of bust sit on him. And even though he's been through it, it still weighs on him. And I got to tell you, Scotty, I've got a friend. I'm not going to mention the position. And if you do guess it, which you probably will, I don't want you to mention it.
All right.
Because I don't even really want people to get out there and think about it. But he's pictured as a bust. He was a high pick, and it was, you know, a couple years after me. And it's not a BYU guy. And he made some really good money, and he did not play well. He just couldn't find his bearings. And he was watching what he had hoped would be a legacy kind of dissipate. And in the meantime, the conversations I was having with him was, dude, who cares? You got money. Who cares? Like, okay, fine. People are going to call you a bust, but they'll call you a bust when you're sitting in your mansion with your wife and you're happy because you got money. Well, fast forward. There's no wife anymore. A lot of the money's gone. In fact, I think most of the money is gone. Mm. And there's no legacy. And on the flip side, you know, we're sitting here talking about my uncle Merlin Olsen. There was no money. There was, like, I made more money in my rookie year in the NFL than he made, I think, 13 of his 16 years in the NFL. I made more money. Now, look, times are different. He was late 70s. I think he retired in 77 or 78. He made no money.
Yeah.
So what is it that you're interested in? It's a legacy. You're interested in having people still talk about you, having Jake Scott write a song about you where he disparages his nephew so that he could prop up the uncle because he's just that great. That's what you want. The money, it goes. It's spent. It's lost. You get a divorce. We know, first-round pick or not first-round pick, the chances of a divorce when you're married and you get drafted and go to the NFL, the chances of divorce skyrocket.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, okay, these guys are incredible. Like, Justin Fields was incredible.
Yeah.
Mitch Trubisky was incredible. Jake Locker was an incredible college quarterback. And it's like, what do these guys want? Well, they want a legacy. And if they're thinking that it's just money and, oh, money's great, money burns, man. Money burns bridges. It causes problems with family. You become the asking pot of everybody's, you know, business plan or thought of investment. It separates friendships. You start going on trips that your old college teammates can't go on, and then they're like, well, I got to kind of move on. So you lose ties and friendships. People don't understand what this does. I mean, look, it's nice. What is it, a $34 million signing bonus now?
Yeah.
If you're in the top 10?
Yeah, something like that.
Somewhere in that range. It's amazing. It is. It's truly amazing. It's inspirational, life-changing money. But these guys are about to go through a process that it wrecks a lot of people.
So, and I know, you know, obviously there's the life issues that really derailed him. But let's just say that, forget about all the off-the-field stuff that Ryan Leaf dealt with. Yeah. Let's just say that he just didn't make it as a career. Like, he just flamed out as a quarterback. Everything else is normal. And he's got his money, and he's got a stable house, and everything's stable in that regard. It's just that he wasn't a good quarterback. He will carry that bus title with him forever.
Yep.
And that money can't compensate for that.
It can't.
Because you're a punching bag online. You're a punching bag with your peers. You're a punching bag everywhere you go in terms of your career.
What's so weird, though? It's so weird. Because when I was younger and I was in the moment and I watched this guy get drafted where he got drafted and watched the paycheck that came in, I remember thinking, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what happens to him. Doesn't matter how good or how bad or how, but it does. It freaking matters. And nobody wants their football career to be a mockery, to be an embarrassment, to be joked about. Nobody wants that. You've worked too hard at it.
Conversely, I remember you telling the story when you were down at the Bahamas with that NFL thing that you went to for a few years, and how, I mean, that thing's packed to the gills with former NFL players.
Yep.
All you guys had various careers of various lengths, and two dudes walked in the room, and all of you were like, whoa.
Jaws hit the floor.
Jerry Rice and Lawrence Taylor.
That's it.
Right? Those two dudes walked in. It didn't matter.
And there were other Hall of Famers in there, too.
And it didn't matter if they had a dime to their name or not. You know, we know the issues LT's dealt with, you know? You didn't care how much money they had in the bank account. You just cared about who they were as players.
It was their legacy.
They walk in, and all of a sudden, they own the room because of what they'd have been able to accomplish.
1,000%. Perfect example. 45 other former NFL players, probably 3 other Hall of Famers in attendance, and even they were setting their forks down to go take pictures with Jerry Rice and Lawrence Taylor. That's the legacy. Like Eric Weddle. His start, it wasn't like big money in his start. Now, he ended up getting big money, and at one point, he was the highest paid safety in NFL. I will never think of Eric Weddle as, oh man, the highest paid, or oh man, he was this type of. It's the legacy that he has built and that he's left with the NFL. I still think that guy, at some point, we've got to be talking about him as a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yep.
If they just take a look at the percentage of special teams and defensive snaps that he took when he was with the San Diego Chargers, if you just did that, it would break anybody else's record of percentage of snaps taken. Plus, just his overall ability. Think about the legacy he built. And then think about the flip side of it. Let's say Eric Weddle was a first-round pick. Let's say he got a $12.5 million signing bonus, and now here we are. I guess we're not too far removed because he came back and ran the cap with the Rams in a Super Bowl run. What was that, 20?
That was just 2-3 years ago.
One or so, yeah. But here we are a few years removed, and it's like we remember him for the player. Like that's the legacy that these guys, that's the mark that Justin Fields was hoping to leave with the Bears. That's the mark that Mitch Trubisky and everybody else who's being drafted hopes to leave. Michael Penix hopes to leave. And it's like, nope. It's weird how quick it's balled up and thrown in a trash can. A year.
Yeah.
2 years. And there is nothing. There is nothing that indicates to me that Caleb Williams has a better chance of becoming a world beater with the Chicago Bears than Justin Fields did.
Nope.
There's nothing that indicates that to me. It's like, oh, yeah, he's for sure a better option, and that guy is a for sure thing. In fact, I'll go to – I know I just said that I didn't watch the NFL draft, but I did pull up a lot of the analysis. I pulled up the Bill Belichick, Caleb Williams analysis just because I wanted to see what Bill was talking about. And I'm watching Bill break down multiple interceptions and saying – you know, this is a sight flaw This is a inability to read flaw. This is, and when you got all these other guys that sit on these podiums and the only thing they know is how to be positive because they don't want to deal with a parent or a player that's ticked off that they're going to have to interview down the line. Bill Belichick's like, if he doesn't get better at this, I don't like that he gets a little bit of pressure here and he tries to drop in the flats. Now, that ended up as a completion, but it was a tackle for a loss, and that could have ended up as a pick six. I don't want him throwing that ball. There's nothing that indicates to me that Caleb Williams is going to be great.
Yeah.
There was nothing that indicated to us that Josh Allen, but that's what makes this all pretty fun to watch and cover, because when one does surface, you're like, holy crap, man. Where'd this guy come
exactly.
from?
Exactly. And one of those five will, or one of those six will.
One of them will. You're right.
Yeah. But four or five of them will not, and it'll end badly.
And I would say Caleb Williams is probably the best bet, but is he the best bet with the Bears? Because when we were talking with Mark Schlereth, when he came on with us, Schlereth was like, yeah, but it's, look at where those guys are. Look at who they're with. Look at the, and he said it really well. People think that the NFL is full of good coaches. You're way wrong. You are very wrong. There was an assistant O-line coach with the Indianapolis Colts that was an absolute numbskull. We mocked him. We all talked about it in the locker room. We're like, don't ask that idiot a question. Don't take advice from that idiot. And he was an assistant O-line coach in the NFL. There's bad coaches, and it's like, okay, is it a bad player or is it a bad coach? We're going to see some of that with Zach Wilson.
Yeah. 1235, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We continue on recapping another night in the NFL draft, round 2 and 3 coming up to this afternoon as well. It's all right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
And I'm not saying that Zach Wilson is going to come in lighten up the league. I have no idea, honestly. But I don't think he could have landed at a better place. Sean Payton sees things that other coaches do not and then has a history of helping players who a lot of people gave up on.
I still think the Broncos are going to draft a quarterback coming up this weekend. And it's going to be a real push to how quickly can we replace Zach Wilson.
Maybe, but why not? Because Denver's paying Rusty for three years. And so they're not going to win. It's not going to matter. You might as well draft a quarterback. Who cares? But talking about Zach, I bet they'll put him in a position to succeed. More so than with the Jets.
Hear Jake Scott and Ben Anderson every day from 10 to noon on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone. Every moment of every show is available in podcast form by searching Hans and Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't want to be your downtown. I don't want to be your stupid game with my big black boots and an old suitcase. I do believe I'll find myself a new place. I don't.
Be that guy. Come on now. And by the way, you can't send a shot like that and then turn the mic on. Oh, no, I can't. Come on.
Hey, hold on. I got... So, somebody tell me that there's more songs. It's not just my song, that there's another...
Apparently, there's a few more. Yeah.
Okay, so why are we not playing the Ballad of Lloyd Cole?
Apparently, I think there may have been some lyrical issues there that have to be tweaked, according to Sarah.
Maybe some... bad lyrics that shouldn't have been on air.
I don't think it ever made it on air. I think.
It didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought that the ballad.
I haven't heard it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm sensing a little war happening right now.
Hey, Jake, is the Ballad of Lloyd Cole? Is it airable? Let me know. I'd be curious if I could play.
He may have a different opinion on that as opposed to what really should be the case.
This is like, oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah, no worries. No worries at all.
Give it a go. Have some fun with it.
All right, so NFL draft's going to continue on. Kingsley Suamata will have his name called later today. Any other Utes or Cougars? We got round two and round three.
The only one that is like even slightly possible today is Cole Bishop. That's the only one that's like maybe it happens, but probably not.
Yeah, I agree.
At this point, I'm just hoping that Cole Bishop can, that he's absolutely a third round pick. That's my hope. But I could see somebody just falling in absolute love with him and being like, man, this guy is a leader. He's a hitter. He's multiversed. I can do anything with this guy. He could do anything from special teams.
Does a lot of things well.
Yeah. I mean, because honestly, you could put Cole as, in certain situations, you could put him as a corner.
Yeah.
Or sorry, a nickel.
Nickel. Yep.
And have him do some things, but maybe Cole Bishop. Outside of that, I think we're looking at fourth and fifth rounds. I talked about Satoa Laumea. I think Laumea is going to be the third local kid taken off the board. And I think that Jonah Ellis is probably going to go in the fifth and sixth. I'm very hopeful that Jonah Ellis gets what he's looking for.
I do, too, because he's betting on himself in a big way here.
He bet on himself in a gigantic way.
And you hate when that bites you in the butt. Or when you see guys that do that and it doesn't work out for him.
Who was that corner for the University of Utah, Lloyd, post-2008, 2010. You remember he came in as a young, like a freshman. I know this was Clark Phillips' plan, and I know Clark, but he was a kid that had all of this hype and pub, and he was like, no, I'm just going to play the exact time that I need to play, and then I'm going to go to the league. Of course, it was before NIL and you could get any money. And remember, he jumped from Utah into the league. I think he made it for a couple years, but he didn't hit the level that it was kind of expected. I was like, man, maybe he should have stayed.
I'm trying to think of that. I mean, the other person that was exactly like that was Jalen
Johnson.
Yeah. That was what his thing was.
I'm trying to think. Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, but it's worked out for Jalen Johnson.
Is it ringing a bell?
I think I know who you're talking about.
Great kid, good, funny kid, outspoken kid. And he came and he was gone. And that's kind of Jonah Ellis. He came, he flashed.
Yeah.
And he was gone.
And that's the thing. If I'm an NFL GM, I'm going to want another year of stats from Jonah Ellis.
I would have really loved it. And in today's world, it just doesn't make as much sense. Because Jonah Ellis could have gone to whoever, his dad, who's on the coaching staff, and said, hey, Dad, we need to get some money to make this worth it for me to stay. You know, if we could find me $300,000 for this upcoming season, at least pad the pocket so if I do rip a knee.
I do think he could have got it, too, honestly.
I think he could have got it because he probably would have been a 15-plus sacker.
Yeah.
Again.
And you said it was post-2008?
It was.
Was it Bryce McCain?
Nope. I think it was after Bryce Corner.
Anyway.
Brandon Burton? No, it wasn't Brandon Burton.
I'll look it up. I'll find it. I think he did end up getting drafted. I think it was just later rounds, and he had to fight and claw to stick around. And that's kind of what I think we might see from Jonah Ellis, maybe.
Yeah.
Where he's going to get drafted probably maybe a little bit later than some might have expected. Or again, it just takes one person to fall in love with him. And then he's going to have to claw because he's coming in pretty young. He's coming in fairly inexperienced.
Yep.
And he had one year of big production. And it might be selfish reasons wanting him back here in the state. It very well could be. Maybe that's the right choice for him. And look, he's got the dad that probably sat down with him and said, all right, let's do this. Here's the positives. Here's the negatives. Now let's weigh them.
Yeah.
And if the positives did outweigh the negatives, it's maybe by one line.
Well, and yeah, I mean, I just, the thing that always surprised me about him is I'm surprised there's some kids, you know, usually get some bad advice. I can't imagine him getting bad advice.
No,
but
I can't
at the end of the day, it's his call. And I would have liked to see him. But who knows? Maybe he goes and he blows up and he's great and has a long 12-year NFL career where he makes tens of millions of dollars. And it's awesome. And it was the right move.
It very well could be. So if that's my son, if I'm sitting down and I'm counseling him, the biggest green light, the biggest positive, or the biggest you gotta go to the league is, son, we never know when our body's done.
Yes.
That's the number one argument. We never know when our body is done. You have put together, how many sacks did he have? Was it 15, 16? 14?
I can tell you. Give me 2 seconds on that.
Son, we put together a season that anybody would envy. You do have the
12.
Okay, great. That's fantastic. That is a great season. You do have the eyes and the ears of scouts. Like, they're on it. I believe at the very minimum, I believe you're going to get the fifth round, even though I think I do think he's a fifth rounder. I do think he could go sixth, but I do think he's fifth. At the very minimum, you're fifth, and we never know when it's the last. Do you want the last to be when you could have gotten a $780,000 signing bonus and a $1.8 million
non-guaranteed
$1.8 million contract? But at the very least, if your body goes, you're going to have that. Well, yeah, but the $300,000. Okay, the $300,000, because that's about where I think he could have got if he comes back to college football.
Yeah.
It might be a
bit of a stretch.
I think it's a bit of a stretch. But that's a high end.
But definitely 220.
Okay.
You know?
The realistic numbers, maybe 150.
Yeah.
But high end, 300. Like, if there was one team out there that was like, oh, we got to have this guy. Maybe.
Yeah.
So that would be my counsel. But overall, the more I work it in my mind, I'm like, it's a position that you need a bit of tenure, because that is a position that gets eaten up, chewed up,
spit out.
Yep. And if you can't be a full down end, and you just don't really have the hybrid end anymore. You don't have the third down end anymore.
Got to hold an edge.
Whether it's Hutchinson or Watt or, you know, any of your higher level ends right now, they're four down ends.
Yeah.
Got to have them.
Hands and Scotty, 12:49. What you may have missed coming up next at 1:05. We'll chat with Kurt Heelan, NBC Sports, ProBasketballTalk.com. Jim Olson, president of the Jazz, will join us coming up at 2:05 right here on The Zone.
Salt Lake is the newest home of the National Hockey League.
We want our NHL team. This is a hot spot in America.
And when the announcement was made,
this thing's going to be successful.
The Zone had it covered from every angle.
Two of the big four.
From the draft, free agency, and all the way until the puck hits the ice in the fall.
It can't come soon enough. Let's go.
Your home for the best coverage of the NHL in Utah.
Utah is now the home of NHL hockey.
Talk about it right here on 97.5. The KSL Sports Zone.
Hands and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
They're dead, Scotty.
Yeah, turn out the lights. The party's over.
This is how I thought it was going to... I felt like Denver was going to sweep them.
Yeah.
From the outset, I felt like it. When they erased a 20-point deficit in Denver on one of the best nights you've seen from the Lakers, I felt it. I could still understand the gentleman's sweep argument. I really could, because it's LeBron James.
Yeah, I thought there'd be a little bit more pride there. Lloyd, do you have that cut that I sent you?
It's LeBron James.
Yeah.
It's Anthony Davis. You'd have thought somebody, D'Angelo Russell, you'd have thought somebody been like, nope, this isn't how it's going.
Yeah. But, you know, the fact is, when they, and this is why I should have gone sweep. I thought that the Lakers would win game three and then lose in five games. But that 20 point, it broke them. They were done. And listening to them in post game, where LeBron's like, hey, at the end of the day, it's just a basketball game. Oh, come on, LeBron. You don't say that when you're up 3-0. You say that when you're down 0-3.
Yeah.
And that's a guy who's given up. And Charles Barkley, I don't know if you watched Inside the NBA last night.
I did, but I'm not sure where you're going.
Barkley had a great line on the Lakers and the Warriors going into the offseason.
Yeah. You know, I just want to say all you people who've been kissing up to the Lakers and the Warriors all year, talking about they going to make a run. You know where they going to run their ass to? The Bahamas. Saturday, Sunday morning. I told y'all all along. You didn't have to do that. That's just pure hater. It is, because I get tired of these fools on the other network.
Petty White. And they get tired of you too, Petty White.
Are you calling me petty?
Yeah, you petty.
You petty.
Hello.
I told y'all. The Lakers and the Warriors both stink.
Petty
so stop
White.
Bragging on them.
Petty.
The only run they're making is the Bahamas.
That's why he's the greatest.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then I love how everybody else is like, you're petty. That's petty. You didn't have to do that. And you knew that he was going to do that.
Yeah.
And they knew he was going to do that.
Yeah.
And they probably told him, oh, yeah, Charles, absolutely.
Go, go, go.
Oh, you hit that. And then as soon as he did it, that's petty. And you know he's looking at him like, that's not.
Hey, guys, that's not what we talked about in the. You guys had my back in the meeting before the show.
Oh, man. I did watch a lot of it last night, though. I watched the Shaq and Jet race for the screen. They made a big deal of it. Shaq got a late start on the Jet. For those of you that don't know, the race to the screen has become a fun thing. But Shaq got a late start and ended up beating the Jet. And some of the tweets and memes that were sent.
Oh, that's the best.
Why do they even call you the Jet? They had this image of a jet, the front wheel on a jet collapsing and the jet falling straight down on its nose. Those guys are great. But he's right. It's a little brutal.
Yeah, but he's right.
It's a sharp tongue way to say it.
I think that Steph Curry and LeBron have got such a reputation that we're all just like, hey, they're going to get it together. They're going to get it together. And no, they're not. They're old. They're beat up. Their teams aren't good. They can't do it anymore, and it's okay to admit that. All right, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Time to check in with our old friend, Boom, Tom from the warehouse. Tom, how you doing?
What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. I am in Arizona. I am just about ready to go to lunch with Kevin Durant and Mr. Beal, trying to get them enough NIL money to use their COVID year of eligibility to play at BYU. I'm hoping for some success there. And since I'm being a little bit delusional, we're going to have a delusional sell today.
All right, let's go. What do we got?
We've never done this before. This isn't just for you, Scotty and Hans. When I tell you the price, you're going to think I'm talking about a fool. This is a split king adjustable bed. 8-inch gel-infused mattresses. It's a $2,900 value. I've never broken this barrier for a split king before. We're going to do it for $1,099. $1,099 for a split king adjustable bed. I have stacks of these bases. I've got to move them. So we're doing the let's go crazy delusional sell. And maybe I'll throw Beal into that lunch as well. I might as well, right?
Absolutely.
Throw him in that lunch, man, because if it's getting that delusional. Got to tell you, Tom, the split king arrived for my mom and dad. And you're right, man. It makes a difference. That's the first time they've ever had a head-up, foot-up bed. They've never had that before. And It takes so much pressure off the lower back. It really does help people. So if you've ever thought about getting a head up, foot up, if you've ever thought about a split, which I would really recommend a split because my mom doesn't like to be elevated as much. If you've ever thought about it, like this is the time, $1,999 for a split king, You'll never find that anywhere.
$1,099? That's the price of the best deal on a full-size adjustable. Come and see us. I'm going to bust out delusional deals all day today in honor of me being in Arizona and BYU getting KYU Coach Young. So come and see us. The warehouse is Salt Lake City, location only. Come and see us. Boom.
Let's do it. Boom, indeed. 101, Hans and Scotty. Kurt Hedlund next right here on The Zone.